question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
Nice to have you back with us, everyone, as the fastest 2 hours in travel gains some speed and moves right along. Before Mary and I move into today's installment of the Chief Travel Leader series and head over to the UK, we're going to share this quick word from our show sponsor, Preferred Hotels and Resorts.
And whether your travels these days are closer to home or somewhere essential for business, or maybe it's a leisure trip, Preferred Hotels and Resorts joins Robert and me in believing in travel. And they have a property ready for you as they offer around 750 unique locations in over 85 countries around the world.
And as a listener of this show, you can sign up for exclusive elite status in their popular I Prefer loyalty program and start earning specials such as room upgrades, priority early check-in and late checkout. You get private rates plus points for free nights, meals, hotel activities, and a lot more. Go to our website, rmworldtravel.com, click on the I Prefer banner right there at the top of the homepage, and enroll in exclusive elite status as a perk only for listeners of the show.
All right. In nearly 140 countries around the world, whether it's travel management, customized travel, facilitating meetings and events, or an array of travel services, companies of all sizes have trusted American Express Global Business Travel to deliver solutions for them. And for their global business travel operations, they've adapted the familiar American Express tagline of "Don't leave home without it" to be "Don't do business without it." To get a real-time report on current business travel happenings out there, off to England we go via the show hotline to connect with Paul Abbott, their CEO, for today's Chief Travel Leader interview.
Paul, good day to you. We hope things are well for you over there in the UK. Mary and I welcome you to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, thank you very much. It's very nice to be joining you today.
Well, I wish we could be doing this in person, but at some point, for sure.
Someday.
So, listen, there's a plethora of things that we want to discuss with you today, Paul. So I'm going to jump right in to maximize our time together. We all know the significant and harsh realities the coronavirus created in 2020, clearly a kind of a lost year. Good optimism coming into 2021. The first month of the year, is, you know, it ends tomorrow. The recovery, I'd say it's going to be a lot more complicated than the shutdowns and pullbacks that, you know, we've all come through and are still enduring. And I want to get your thoughts because a lot of that has to do with the new strands of the coronavirus. You certainly know all about that over there in the UK. It also has to do with a lot of the inconsistencies between countries, between states here in the US, inconsistencies between companies operating out there in the travel world. So from your perspective at American Express Global Business Travel, Paul, what are you seeing and feeling across your platforms? And any insights that you can share, you know, potentially what's likely ahead in the months ahead?
Yeah, sure. Well, as you say, you know, we're still in a very, you know, difficult period. Second wave of infections has certainly led to more travel bans and more travel restrictions. But we remain, you know, very optimistic about the medium to long-term prospects for travel and for business travel specifically, because we are very confident, and I'm very confident in the value of business travel. You know, the last 10 months have given us a glimpse of a world without travel, a world where we haven't been able to meet in person. And, you know, the result is the largest ever drop in global GDP in peacetime. We've seen record levels of unemployment, and we know we've seen record increases in mental health issues. So, you know, we know that, you know, a world without travel is a very diminished world. You know, it impacts prosperity, and it impacts, I think, the quality of life and the quality of society. You know, travel is, we believe, central to prosperity, central to economic growth, but it's also a very important part of progress. You know, travel creates more understanding and more tolerance. And so, you know, I firmly believe, and I think, you know, listening to business leaders around the world, you know, I think everybody firmly believes that we will see you know, a recovery in travel and a recovery in business travel. But I'm also, you know, realistic, as you quite rightly said, it's going to be more complex for a period of time. And it's our role as a travel management company to embrace that complexity and make sure we simplify it for our clients. And I think you touched on one of the critical areas is absolutely the travel industry cooperating with governments to make sure that we see a number of important changes. And there's a more consistent approach to travel protocols going forward, a more consistent approach to things like vaccination certification, global framework for testing, digital travel credentials. And, you know, all of these areas are being worked on by different groups within travel and within government. But it's really important that now is the time, right, for the industry and for governments to step up, frankly, the level of planning that's taking place to make sure that we see that, you know, safe restart.
No, we agree with you 100% on that.
Absolutely. And actually, Gloria Guevara is a show friend. Our listeners know who she is. She's been on many times with the World Travel and Tourism Council. They're working very hard to get consistency globally with governments on this, based in London as well. So the WTTC has mentioned that as much as one-third of our total travel industry is at risk of not returning. That's a bit of a scary number. We know the recovery will happen. It's just going to take longer than I think we originally anticipated. It impacts so many aspects, jobs, travel suppliers, operators. I could go on and on. I don't want to stay too long in 2020. I appreciate the forward movement, but pivoting and adapting are big issues for companies, and travel management companies are uniquely positioned, I think, in terms of helping suppliers get resources. How are you supporting all of the companies, and how have you had to pivot?
Yeah, look, I mean, one of our clear objectives for this year is to lead the safe restart of travel. And we're doing that very much, obviously, in partnership with WTTC. I'm actually a director of WTTC.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Gloria.
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're playing an active role, not just for our clients, but for the industry to lead the restart of travel. And you're right, that requires change. But we see that very much as an opportunity. Mm-hmm. You know, our role as a travel management company is to simplify the process of travel for our clients, is to make travel predictable. And obviously, that's more challenging in these circumstances, but that creates an opportunity for us, frankly, to adapt and innovate our products, to create new services for our clients, and to make sure that we step up and that we're really delivering on the safe restart.
Well, that makes I want to build on that for you a little bit, because, you know, certainly there have been some companies, you know, who've done well during the pandemic. You know, others are taking the opportunity to invest for the future. I saw a week ago or so now that American Express Global Business Travel made a big move and acquired Ovation Travel Group. So was this done to help the company mid and long term as the travel world rebounds?
Yeah, it was very much part of our long-term strategy. You know, we were actually looking at Ovation, you know, prior to the pandemic. It's a fantastic company. I think, you know, it is recognized as being one of the leading providers of premium business travel experiences. They have a really talented leadership team, great team across the business. And for us, it was an investment to strengthen, you know, our service offering, particularly in the U.S., to our kind of small, mid-sized clients in very specific industry verticals as well. They have tremendous expertise serving hedge funds, private equity, lawyers, media, entertainment, you know, the sectors that have really bespoke high-end travel requirements. And so it's a great fit for our business. And thank you for mentioning it, because I would love to welcome all of the Ovation team that might be listening to this to the part of the American Express GBT family.
Well, and congratulations on that, because it is a big acquisition.
Some good news, yes, absolutely. So we only have a little bit of time left with you, so I do want to get a little personal. You've never been on the show before with us, so I always do this when we have a CEO on. I understand.
Put you right on the spot.
Yeah, just to put you on the spot, not too personal.
All right.
I understand you and your wife, as well as your kids, are passionate travelers. Tough year. The virus, I'm sure, has impacted your travels as well. But any places that you and your family are hoping to get to when this is all over?
Yeah, well, look, we've managed to keep traveling, believe it or not. Mm-hmm. I mean, I still managed to do 20 trips in 2020.
Good for you.
You know, whenever the opportunity, you know, came up in between the different travel bans. But look, I would normally have done three times that. But, you know, I'm actually honestly looking forward to getting back to traveling on business, to spending more time with my team, to actually spending, you know, more time with our colleagues around the world and with our customers. That's been the biggest gap this year. Mm-hmm. You know, honestly, is being able to inspire and motivate your teams, your employees, you know, being able to get out there and build longer term relationships with clients, and to release, you know, the creativity and innovation in the company that's so difficult to do in a two-dimensional world.
Well, Paul, I happen to agree with you. Listen,
it's not the same.
Mary
Zoom
and I enjoy traveling around to meet with various sponsors, to meet with all of the various people that we work with on a business side of what we do, and we have missed that. We've also had the ability to get away and do a couple of things here and there ourselves and with our family, but the business travel, it's a big void. Even conventions and those things we miss. So hopefully we'll all get a chance to do that sometime soon. And Paul, you know, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there for today. There's a lot more that we certainly could have covered, and we will at some point in the future. But we appreciate your time and the candid conversation. Do stay in touch and enjoy the weekend, okay?
Thank you very much. Appreciate the opportunity.
Paul, thank you so much. Take care.
Thank you. Look forward to seeing you sometime soon, I hope.
Take care. Thanks,
Paul. Take care. Thank you.
Take care.
Bye.
All right, American Express, Global Business Travel. Folks, right now we're going to pause for a quick break. A reminder, if you missed any part of the show or you want to hear something again anytime, we archive it all on our website at rmworldtravel.com. Well, that's two segments of today's live broadcast now in the books. There's still eight more to come, including listener emails this hour and next, one with RJ and one with Mary and me. We're going to be headed to Tampa to talk Super Bowl 55. Stay with us, everyone. The show returns with more after this quick break.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back, and you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.